Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we delve into the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on FactSet Research Systems, a leading provider of financial data and analytics for investment professionals. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, market adaptation, and investor perceptions. Let's get started.
FactSet provides critical financial data and analytics to the investment community. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like overconfidence and framing affect their strategic decisions, particularly in areas like product development and client relations?
Overconfidence can drive FactSet to invest heavily in new technologies and analytics tools, reflecting their belief in their ability to lead the market. This bias might lead to ambitious product developments, but can also result in risks if the products do not meet market expectations. Framing plays a crucial role in how FactSet presents its data and analytics to clients. By framing their solutions as essential for investment decision-making and risk management, FactSet can enhance client engagement and highlight the value of their services. Effective framing can influence client perceptions and drive adoption of their products.
FactSet's strategy to balance innovation with risk management reflects their effort to stay competitive while managing potential downsides. This approach is appealing to investors who value both technological leadership and stability.
Exactly. FactSet's ability to manage biases like overconfidence and framing while investing in new technologies and maintaining strong client relationships makes them an attractive option for investors looking for growth potential and market leadership.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion day at FactSet Research Systems. With its global client base, how do DEI efforts intersect with behavioral finance for them?
DEI initiatives are important for FactSet, especially given its diverse global clientele and workforce. From a behavioral finance perspective, a strong DEI strategy can enhance decision-making by incorporating diverse perspectives and experiences, leading to better product development and client service. For investors, FactSet's commitment to DEI signals a socially responsible and inclusive company, which can enhance its reputation and appeal. Additionally, DEI efforts can help attract and retain top talent, contributing to long-term success and a positive company culture.
Investors increasingly consider DEI when evaluating financial data and analytics firms, as diverse teams can improve product development and client relations.
That's right. FactSet's focus on DEI not only improves internal culture, but also strengthens its market position and appeal to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, FactSet operates in a competitive financial data industry. How does the company adapt to different market conditions, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
FactSet's strategy involves adapting its data and analytics solutions to meet the specific needs of various financial markets and client segments. Behavioral finance helps manage risks associated with market fluctuations and changing client demands. By understanding market dynamics and client preferences, FactSet can tailor its offerings to remain relevant and competitive. This adaptability is crucial for maintaining a strong market presence and driving growth in a rapidly evolving industry.
And this adaptability is essential for FactSet, especially as they face competition from other financial data providers. Their ability to stay relevant and responsive to market changes is key to their success.
Exactly. FactSet's focus on understanding and adapting to market conditions and client needs helps them stay competitive and maintain a strong market position.
Let's compare FactSet Research Systems to other financial data firms like Bloomberg, Thomson Reuters, and S Global. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
FactSet's dynamics are often compared to firms like Bloomberg, Thomson Reuters, and S Global, particularly in their approach to data and analytics, product development, and client engagement. FactSet's focus on innovation and client relationships aligns it with companies like Bloomberg, known for its comprehensive financial data solutions. Thomson Reuters and S Global, with their extensive market presence and data offerings, provide different competitive landscapes. Each company's approach to managing biases and adapting to market conditions influences their strategies and investor perceptions. FactSet's balance of innovation and client service provides a unique position among these competitors.
And unlike Bloomberg's broad financial data services and Thomson Reuters' emphasis on news and information, FactSet's strength lies in its specialized analytics and client-focused approach, offering a distinct competitive advantage.
Absolutely. Each company has its own behavioral finance dynamics that shape investor perceptions and market strategies. FactSet's focus on innovation and client service provides a unique value proposition in the financial data sector.
To sum up, FactSet Research Systems' business strategies are influenced by behavioral finance principles, from their approach to product development and client relations to their DEI efforts and market adaptation. These factors shape their market position and investor appeal.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides insight into FactSet's strategic decisions and potential risks and rewards for investors.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. ¶¶